This is Lydia Johnson at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo, joined by Philip Youngman, a staff sergeant with the U.S. Army and an Olympian. What brings an Olympian to National FFA Convention?
Yeah, so we're here with the U.S. Army Marksmanship Unit. We travel around to different big events trying to show that there's more to the Army than just being an infantryman. You know, that's only like 1% of the jobs. There's actually 150 different jobs that are in the Army. So what we do is we go out and we try to show these kids what kind of opportunities the Army could provide to them here for some FFA folks.
Tell us a little bit about the booth. The Marksmanship Unit is what you're here with. Tell us a little bit about that.
With the Army Marksmanship Unit, we actually have four jobs. The first one's kind of obvious. We try to go to competitions and compete and win gold medals. And then we use our gold medalists to advertise, like I'm doing here at the FFA convention. That's our second job, is to kind of show what the Army has to offer. Our third job is we go around to different units within the military and we teach them how to shoot, and we build different doctrinal books that are describing how the best techniques are to shoot so that we can build a more lethal Army. And then the fourth of those is we have a fantastic gunsmithing team that does lots of research and development and helps us to kind of support what we try to do on the Olympic stage.
Tell us a little bit about your path in the Army. Did you join thinking that you wanted to compete, or how did you end up with, you know, an Olympic, going to the Olympics?
Yeah, so it started off, I actually was in FFA, just like a lot of these kids. I was the parliamentarian of my local chapter, and I didn't really do too much with the FFA as far as shooting-wise. That it wasn't really as strong in my area, but I did show a lot. And then after high school, I went to Texas A&M, and I actually ended up in the middle of my college career leaving college to go to join the Army. I missed the Olympics in 2016, and I missed it by one slot. So the Army saw that and thought that that was a lot of potential in me, so they decided to hire me then from being an Olympic alternate in hopes that I make it to the Olympics.
So what did it look like? You competed in the 2020 Olympics then?
That's correct.
What did that look like?
It was the COVID Olympics. So, you know, the COVID hits in May of 2020. It was a little bit of a roller coaster for me because I made the team. Immediately after I made the team, within a week, the whole world shut down. And they said that the Olympics was canceled. And there's nothing more disappointing than going through the roller coaster of making it for the first time ever. You know, your lifelong goal of making it to the Olympics. And then after that, getting told within a week that you're no longer going to the Olympics because they've been closed down. Well, then soon after that, they decided that they're no longer closed down. They were going to be postponed by a year. And then I got all happy and giddy inside again because I'd be able to go. But then the topic arose that maybe we would have to retry out and see who gets to go again. So then back down the roller coaster again, I'm not even sure if I'm going to be the one going to the Olympics anymore. And then the final peak of the roller coaster, the board actually accepted that we would be going. So the COVID Olympics, you know, my family couldn't go. I would have loved for them to be there. You know, it's a life event, and it kind of sucks that they couldn't go. There was no people in the stands, you know, so it didn't really have the same atmosphere as a normal Olympics. But it is the Olympics, and you're still standing shoulder to shoulder with some of the best people on the planet. So it's really cool to sit there talking to people that are in track and field, you know, the fastest, you know, tallest, most athletic people you've ever been around. So it's really cool.
Aspirations for the next Olympic Games?
Absolutely, yeah. So the first half of selecting who goes to the France Olympics has already happened. We're going to combine that score with the next score of an event to see who actually gets to go. Currently, after half of the selection process, I'm in ninth, and the top two will get to go.
How has your experience with the Army supported or helped to follow those Olympic dreams?
Shooting is not the most like money-oriented sport, I guess you could say. You know, let's say you play baseball and you hit that baseball, you hit it to the outfield, you can go back out there and pick it up, bring it back to home plate, and you can hit it again. For us, whenever we shoot a shell or you know, use our ammo and shoot targets, you can't just walk back out and pick up your ammunition and use it again. You actually have to buy new ammunition. So it costs you money every time you go out to practice. So because of that aspect of it, it's a very, very expensive sport. And that's where the Army has really come in to help me out a lot, is they've helped me to cover those expenses and given me the resources that I wouldn't have had if I didn't join the Army.
How has your experience as an FFA member prepared you for the course of that your life has gone down?
I think it really helps me to understand the skills that translate into careers. So whenever I was in FFA, I learned a bunch of different skills like welding and public speaking and things like that that I wouldn't have learned in other places. And I was able to use those in the my current job here with the Army. And I feel like there's a better connection than most people realize between the Army and the FFA with what jobs outside of, like I said, being just infantry are actually involved within the Army. So,
and you guys could come recruit anywhere. Why is FFA convention a beneficial place to come recruit students?
I feel like the goal and the mission of FFA just really kind of shows through the kids. The kids come in and they have all of these skills with being outdoors and, you know, being a part of a group. And those are all skills that really translate well to the Army. So it's kind of something that the Army sees the connection, and they love coming out and supporting this event. This is one of the biggest events we support every year.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Philip, and have a great rest of convention.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.